Okay. My name is Michelle Snyder, and I am 17 years old. Today is September 6th, and I'm speaking with Jessica Stinson, who is my best friend.
Yay.
We are recording this interview in Xenia, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit of your childhood and what were you like as a child?
Well, I'm an only child, so it was very lonely because mom would always be at work and dad would be at work every other week, and so it would be just me, and they eventually said, you know what, we're sending her to daycare, and so I'd go to daycare, and I would hang out with people, and that's where I developed my quote-unquote social skills, of which they do not exist anymore, but you know, and so I was a bit of a quiet child. My third birthday was a bit of a surprise party for me. Like, I kind of knew it was happening.
That's cute.
And they woke me up from a nap to go to it, and like, oh, everyone's here. I'm like, okay. And so I opened presents, and I sat on people's laps for pictures, and I went, Mom, I want to go back to bed. And I went back to bed. And that's how I developed my habits of just wanting to sleep the day away.
That's me. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
I have too many.
Just pick one, random one.
Yes.
We have
I'll go to one where we first became friends. It was when we were in study hall together, and you were talking to all the girls in your grade, and I was just sitting in the corner reading my Lord of the Rings book, and all I hear you say is, expect the unexpected, and I go, I love that show! And you're like, oh my gosh, Big Brother, and we just started talking.
We bonded over Big Brother.
It's a great show. And so that's kind of how we became
friends. That really is. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I'm going to start crying. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was last year, the day before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate my birthday, so I kind of it's a really tense moment for me. But I don't share my... No, the timer's off.
Keep
going.
I
don't share... I don't share about myself.
Fantastic.
So... I bottle up my emotions and all, so it was going crazy in there, and finally I came home, and I had a terrible day already, and so Mom and Dad sat me down, we had dinner, and I'm like, I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat, and they started saying, well, you got to eat your food, and I'm like, no, no, and so it kind of just came all out, I'm like, Mama, and I just started sobbing, and I'm going to cry right now, ooh,
okay,
and
cry.
I told them about how I'm going to cry. Thanks a lot, Michelle. I'm crying, okay? This is a difficult question. I told them about how, like, I tried to kill myself multiple times in my first 2 years of high school, and then how, and I told them about that and how I was suicidal, and how my friend Kennedy had told me, hey, I think you have depression, you need to check it out, and I said, okay, and I never did. And so I told my parents about it, and they said, oh, no, you're fine. You just need to work out more. Other than that, you'll be fine. And I said, well, apparently I'm not. But and so they didn't really do anything about it. And now I'm crying. Thanks, Michelle.
It's okay.
Wow.
You got to let your emotions out sometimes.
Yeah. That was really difficult.
Okay, next one.
Happy one?
Ooh. Yeah. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Ooh, that's a hard one. A big influence on my life. It's a hard one. I mean, parents are obvious because I've lived with them and I've known them the most, but that's kind of a let's see. I'm going to say, that's a hard one. Why do you pick the hard ones, Michelle?
Because you got to get in depth.
I know, I got to get deep. I'm going to say, I keep saying that.
Youth pastors, teachers,
ooh,
friends.
No, not really youth pastor because he left and the other one I'm just like, eh. let's see. I think, man, this is a hard question. I'm not good with this. Oof, ow, ouchie, my bones. I'm going to say... Robert Hartwell is one of them. He's a friend I made last year. He was on Broadway, and like that's where I want to go. So I just got to hang out with him for like 7 hours, and those were one of the best 7 hours of my life, in my opinion. And because it was really cool to see like what it's like, and so he's kind of helped me keep going with and push myself forward to keep going with my career and acting, hopefully career. But you know, and then I'm gonna say you, because you're my best friend, and I love you.
That's sweet.
Yay.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've done in your life?
Birth. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of those. I'm a dumb person.
I have a lot of dumb things too.
I'm going to say fourth grade, recess, going in between the swings while people are swinging.
Oh,
I got hit, cracked the back of my head open, and I had to get 7 stitches. I was incredibly dumb.
Wow, Jessica.
I'm dumb. I'm a dumb person.
How would you like to be remembered?
Ooh, leave your legacy. Hashtag Legacies Christian Academy 2018.
Hashtag.
How would you like to be remembered? I mean, I'm kind of okay if people don't remember me.
Don't say that.
Okay, I won't. I already did, but you know. I would like to be remembered for being there for people, because
spreading positivity.
That too, I guess. I'm a negative person sometimes, so that's kind of hard. But like, just because like I have throughout my life, there really haven't been people there for me, and I want that to be different for my friends and just people who I've met and experienced. And I just want them to know that I will be there for them. And
you want to make them feel special.
Yes. Yes. Let's go with that. We're done. Yeah.